Chapter 1. He was hanged. It was 5 o'clock in the morning, and Detective Inspector Mike Burden was standing by the window of Chief Inspector Wexford's office. Outside in the corridor, Burden could hear Wexford saying good night, or good morning, to Mr. Griswold, the Chief Constable. Minutes later, he saw Griswold's car drive away. Burden turned round when Wexford came into the room. The Chief Inspector was a big, powerful-looking man with a loud voice. He was tired, and his heavy, grey face looked a little greyer than usual after the long night. "Griswold's just given me this," said Wexford, sitting down in a chair. He showed Burden an envelope. "It's a letter he received from the Reverend Archery." Then Wexford took a letter from the envelope and unfolded it. "All Griswold told me was that this Archery is a good friend of his, and the letter is about that terrible man Painter. I'll have to answer it." "Who's Painter?" asked Burden. "He was a murderer who was hanged 15 or 16 years ago," Wexford replied. Burden looked over the Chief Inspector's shoulder as he read the letter aloud. "Dear Sir, you will remember the case of Herbert Arthur Painter. I understand that you were in charge of it, so I decided to come to you before making my inquiries." "What does he mean, inquiries?" said Burden. "I don't know," said Wexford. "He's going to phone me this morning. It was the first murder case I ever investigated on my own," he went on angrily. "There's no mystery. Herbert Arthur Painter killed his 90-year-old employer by hitting her over the head with an axe. He did it for £200. "She was killed in her own home, wasn't she?" said Burden. "One of those big old houses off the Stourton Road." "It's called Victor's Peace," said Wexford.